Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. John chapter 8, verse 37. It reads, I, Jesus, know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you look for an opportunity to kill me, because there is no place in you for my word. Have you created a place within for God's word? A place that is not shared? A place that is sacred and special? Our lives are so cramped and our days are so busy. How many of us make God's word a priority? Jesus makes it very clear in this passage that without God's word within, we will kill. We may not literally kill another person, but we may kill a friendship through jealousy. We may kill someone's trust through betrayal. We may kill hope through greed. Or kill love through selfishness. I will let you add to the list on your own. I invite you to reflect with me today on how we spend our time with God's Word. Do we make a time and a space that is solely set aside for prayer and Scripture? If we do, then do we focus our minds solely on the words in that moment? Or are we creating a grocery list or planning dinner? Is there a place in our homes that is set aside for time with God's Word, a place that we can go, close the door, and allow our focus to be solely on God? Today's closing prayer is the opening collect for the public service of healing found in the Book of Occasional Services. Let us pray. O God of peace, you have taught us that in returning in rest, we shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be our strength. By the might of your Spirit, lift us, we pray, to your presence, where we may be still and know that you are God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back on Monday for a new daily devotion or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotion in your inbox. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.